Essentially, what you're seeing in this room is an academic painter trying to find his own way of engaging with post-impressionism. Interestingly, Bunny sat on the jury that decided to hang Matisse's radical paintings Dance and Music at the 1910 Salon d'Automne. Having become the first Australian to be elected as a member of the prestigious Salon 5 years earlier. Matisse's two large panels, with their primitive female figures dancing and playing musical instruments, shocked many. And Bunny himself wasn't impressed. Asked about post-impressionism in an interview for the Southern Spectre while in Australia in 1911, he described Matisse's paintings with their pink and red female forms and said,
"You can imagine the colouring, but it would be impossible to give an idea of the atrocious drawing of the figures. The head and leader of the movement since Gauguin's death is Matisse, whose work, of course, is better than I have described, especially as regards drawing, but only a narrow line divides the sheep from the goats of that movement."
However, Bunny's engagement with such avant-garde work clearly had an influence on his own. Throughout the 1910s, he continued to experiment with colour. Shrimp Fishers at Saint-Georges was quite a departure with its two flattened panels of blue and brown, creating a shallow background plane, against which the figures in the paintings are pushed to the fore in theatrical fashion. Bunny's work was becoming increasingly decorative. His use of the Japanese screen as a backdrop in Sunbath is a prime example. He also embarked on a final series of mythological works, and this time his palette was verging on iridescent